It's a pleasure to have a group of very talented siblings here once again in our studios. These guys were here with us back in 2008. They're from Fox Chapel, and two are twins. I always have to remember that because, you know, I've been up since about 4 o'clock this morning, and I begin to think, and they're symmetrically seated. It's scary, actually, and they are Leila and Olivia. Oh, did I get that all right, Leila? Layla and Olivia. And then we have Salem. I bet I did that last time, too. And you'd think we would do this before we said it on the radio. And Jad, see, I got to check that. And they have a combined age of 61 between them, giving them an average age of 15 and a quarter. Actually, the twins are 14, Jad is 16, and Salem is 17. Cello, the two violins, Jad and Layla and Olivia on viola. You're going to hear a range of different kinds of music throughout this half hour, but we'll start with their first selection now. Hillel Quartet, and how great They just sounded. Chad has taken the microphone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here with us. What was the selection you just played?
That was Presto, Kürzel 156 by Mozart. It's a movement from a Mozart quartet. That one's always nice to start with it. It's pretty upbeat. And it's a lot of fun. Our plan for today was to provide a wide variety of music. Because the taste of the listeners in Pittsburgh is absolutely a wide range also. So we're going to give everybody everything and let everybody see what we have to offer.
Well, great. What are you going to do next?
Next is actually a polka by Strauss. It was actually wrote for Johann Strauss, because there's two. It was written.
He's known for waltzes too,
yes,
right?
Well, this is his only polka for so it's actually it's extraordinary. It was written for the opening of a railroad, so you can kind of hear the sounds of a train as we go through this one. It's marvelous.
Great. And before we let you go, Chad, what year are you in now in school?
Well, I'm a sophomore, and I'm 16 at Fox Chapel High School. My sisters are freshmen. And my brother is a senior, all at Fox Chapel.
So you're all in the same school,
yeah.
Which has not happened probably since you were in grade school. So you can all you're all in the same place. We'll talk to you about what it's like to be in high school, maybe after the next song. So here's the polka. What's the name of the polka?
It's German. It's Vergnügungszug Polka.
Okay, so a polka from Strauss and from the Hillel Quartet.
Thank you.
that was just beautiful. That's the Hillel Quartet. That ending really reminds me. There's a song called Clear Track Gallop that I think is by Strauss, and it ends very similarly. Layla and Olivia are sort of battling out as to who gets to talk. Who wants to talk? You both can.
Okay.
Okay, if you want to. I have to figure out who's who. And it's Layla, right? Oh, I got it. I had a one out of two chance. So, Layla, what's high school like so far?
Well, high school is a lot different than middle school, that's for sure. It's a lot busier and you have a lot of more responsibilities. But it's kind of nice to get more independence. So, I mean, you kind of balance a whole bunch of extra activities and work and just prepares you.
Did you have any concerns about getting lost? That's what I thought about.
Absolutely. But once you get there, you learn that everything, like all the ninth grade classes are in a certain area and then all the 10th grade are in a certain area. So you don't really get lost.
Oh, that's nice.
There's like certain hallways for different classes.
And, you know, I don't know your school district as well as I used to. Are there multiple schools feeding the high school, or did everybody go to the same middle school?
Yeah, everybody goes to the same middle
school. Okay, so you're not like suddenly your class hasn't doubled in size or anything?
Not really, no.
Okay, because when I made that transition, two schools were feeding the same high school. So all of a sudden, you know, every other person didn't know each other. And that was a big, you know, change. And probably when you went to middle school from grade school, you had to deal, I would imagine, with something like that. Well, I'm glad you're here. And let's meet your sister, too. And because we know this is not Layla, we know it's Olivia.
Yes.
Do you guys get confused a lot?
Well,
I mean, do people confuse you? Not do you get confused?
People confuse us more than we confuse ourselves. But yeah, it's a common thing. You know, which one are you? We don't really mind anymore. You know, just ask us who we are. It's totally fine.
So. Yeah. What would you like to play next? Oh, I'm not sure who the spokesperson is. We're turning to Salem, the eldest.
Yeah, I happen to be the oldest. It's a curse I have to bear.
Oh, yes. And do you know where you're going to college?
I actually submitted my application to CMU recently, so I'm crossing my fingers.
Good. For what discipline?
Computer science and computer engineering I've applied, but I'm also looking into maybe minoring in music or something like that.
What a great school for both of those things. And it's where I went to school, so I'll say it's a great school. I mean, I still work with Carnegie Mellon quite a bit, and they're great folks in both disciplines. What would you like to do next?
Would like to play Tango by Isaac Albanez before we continue. But first, I would like to thank a few people for letting us have this wonderful opportunity. First, I'd like to thank Ms. Tuma for letting this all be possible. And I'd also like to thank Mrs. Portikar for being here and letting this happen for us. So,
thank you very much. And are there any other thanks? I wanted to be sure we did that. And it looks like feel free to pass the mic along. Or
okay, here, I'll pass it off to my siblings now.
We would really like to thank the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony for making this. None of this would have been possible without them. We all play in the orchestra, and it's a ton of fun, and our fabulous, fabulous conductor, Lawrence Lowe, he's led everything. He's done an amazing job this year, and every year I've really been with him. So it's really, we owe them many thanks. And of course, our parents for providing transportation and lessons and everything. And
money, your mother money. Just motioned.
Yeah.
I think that was the international symbol of money, the rubbing of the fingers. And
yeah, so that's so that's where all credit is due.
That's great. And also Eve Goodman and Craig Johnson from the
Absolutely.
Symphony do a great job. So now we just polka'd, and there were people polka-ing out there that you couldn't see. So we're going to tango this time with the Hillel Quartet. Thank you. Hillel Quartet, and how great they sounded. Once again, it's just beautiful to listen to you and to watch you play. What was it like? You played together when you were all in single digits, right? When you were under 10?
Well, we started separately, actually. And I started Salem and I started around the same time on the he on the cello and I on the violin, and my sisters came a little bit later. And then it kind of worked out that there were two violins, a viola and a cello, and it's an uphill battle to explain to people why how our instruments were not chosen by other people and that we actually decided ourselves, and things worked out. It was miraculous and wonderful.
I think a lot of people might have the misconception that you were sort of managed by hovering parents who wanted you to be a quartet, but I know from your being here with us before and now you're all really individual people with your own interests and chose your own instruments and chose to play together as siblings too. So it's really a pleasure to see that. What would you like? Oh, you had something else to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Before we go on, I think we forgot to thank the most important people, and that's everybody here and everybody here who's listening, all of the listeners, of course, and everybody here in the station that's working the all of these wonderful radio things,
gadgets and buttons.
I mean, everybody here is running around, turning knobs, making sure everything sounds perfect, and it's wonderful to have everybody here for the Saturday Morning Light Brigade.
Thanks, Chad. Now you've got one more to do, and are we gonna? Is there one more?
I think
you're gonna take us to a different genre again.
This one is by far probably the most important, not the most important. Well, it is very important, but the most fun piece to play in our entire repertoire. And this one is called "Plink Plink Plunk" by Leroy Anderson. We only use pizzicato in this one, and it's fun and fast and extremely, and it's an extremely enjoyable piece to play. And I'm sure it's a lot of fun to listen to also.
Plink plink plunk.
Plink plink. Plunk.
Oh, it's plank, plank, too. Plunk.
Yes.
Well, that is fun. So playing Plank, Plank, Plunk now is the Hillel Quartet. Thank you. Bravo, the Hillel Quartet. You guys sounded great.